Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Tonight, we thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, and you know what this is. Praise God. Do I got to tell you? I'm going to tell you what it is. It is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. The revival that won't stop. The revival that won't quit. This is it. If you've been looking for it, if you heard about it, well, this is it. You have found it. You have tuned into the right channel. Those of you on Blog Talk, those of you that have called in, you have called the right number. Bless the Lord on tonight. Those of you out there on YouTube, you have also called the right number. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every last one of you on tonight. We thank God for your presence on the line. Hallelujah. This is the command. Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, which is pastored by Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God, out of Long Beach, California. Bless the Lord on tonight. You know it, hallelujah. The West Coast is most definitely representing for the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God, amen, for everything that he's doing in the man of God's life, everything he's doing, hallelujah, in the fellowships. For those of you trying to call in, amen, we are connecting the last number in. Praise God, hallelujah, the 299-299. We are connecting it in right now. Bless the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Once again, we thank God for all of you on today. We truly hope, hallelujah, you will be blessed with something you are about to hear on tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we just simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead us on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do in our lives, the revelation knowledge you are about to give. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise you for it. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight, the work of confusion. Hallelujah, the work of distraction. Hallelujah, the work of doubt, the work of fear. We bind it and we cast it away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, have your way on tonight. Praise God, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do and say. Thank you for the revelation knowledge you're about to drop into our hearts. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you who have called in, all of you who have tuned in to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship International. We are worldwide. Hallelujah. We thank God for every last one of you. Hallelujah. From California to Texas to Las Vegas to Florida to Louisiana to Georgia to New York. Hallelujah. To Nebraska, Arizona. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you on today. If I missed your state, we'll holler it out later. Praise God on tonight. The revival that just won't stop and it just won't quit. Hallelujah. We are back again. It is the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Praise God. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth another dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Apostle L.A. Curry. He will be coming forth later on in our service tonight to bring forth that word. For now, we are about to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. With our testimonies and our prayer request on tonight. Hallelujah. And you know we always like to open up with the scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to come from Psalms 100. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And it reads, and I'm reading from a different version on tonight. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. To give us a different translation on tonight. And it reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, we are his, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Before we open up the line tonight, hallelujah, praise God, we want to look at verse number 3. Hallelujah, and that's why I want to come out of the New Living Translation. Amen. It says, acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. The King James say, know ye that the Lord is God. Hallelujah, amen. The King James say, you need to know. The New Living Translation says you need to acknowledge it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to acknowledge that God is God. Hallelujah. Not you. Praise God. You need to acknowledge that the work of your hands is not why you have the accomplishments that you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to acknowledge that God is the reason, hallelujah, why you have each and everything that you have in your life. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to acknowledge God, hallelujah, in each and every last one, hallelujah, of our lives and put God in his proper place. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said he made us. We are his. Praise God. We belong to God, meaning we do what God tells us to do. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We belong to God. See, some of us got it twisted. We think God belongs to us. We think God is our own little personal genie that's in a lamp, and we can just rub him and tell him whatever we want when we want it, and he has to do it. Amen. Praise God. And I want to set this straight. God, hallelujah, wants to give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you, hallelujah, have to do your part. Hallelujah. This ain't nothing. We say ain't nothing free but air. And I'm about to put my air in my mama name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessings of God, he say, if you do good, I will bless you. Hallelujah. If you do evil, I will curse you. You have to do good in order to receive the blessing. God just ain't going to give you whatever you want, and you think you can do whatever you want. You think you can live however you want. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think you can sleep with whoever you want, lie whenever you want, steal whenever you want, kill whenever you want. You think you can do whatever it is you want to do and then still expect God to bless you. Hallelujah. No, the Lord say, no, you belong to me. I don't belong to you. You have to do what I tell you to do, not vice versa. Praise God. And if you do what I tell you to do, hallelujah, I'll do what I told you I was going to do. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say that again. He said, if you do what I tell you to do, hallelujah, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you do right, if you do good, he said, I'm going to bless you. Praise God. We are his people. Praise God. And the sheep of his pasture. The pasture, the sheep of his pasture. That house ain't yours. That car ain't yours. Them clothes ain't yours. Praise God. All of this belongs to God. I don't care who made it. I don't care what label, brand name on it. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's a Michael Kors or Gucci. I don't care if it came from Payless or it came from Mr. Chu, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's Red Bottoms or Payless. Hallelujah. It all belong to God, because when you die, it's going to stay here. Do you know your body belong to God? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to stay here when you die. It's going back to the earth from which it came. You can't take it with you. You can't take none of your jewelry with you. You can't take none of your people with you. Ain't no U-Hauls going. Ain't no U-Hauls and moving trucks in the funeral procession. Hallelujah. You need to acknowledge that God is in control. God is in control of everything. Everything belongs to him. And if I do right, he going to bless me. If I do wrong, he going to curse me. He told me in his words, Jesus said, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not your righteousness, not your mama's righteousness, not your pastor's righteousness. No, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because your righteousness ain't right. Lord, have mercy. Bless the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Your righteousness ain't right. So he said to seek his righteousness. Praise God. Watch this. Watch this. We getting ready to open the line, but the Lord say reveal this. Hallelujah. Amen. It's right to you. If I walk up and slap you, bless the Lord, it's right to you to slap me back. Hallelujah. That's what you was taught. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you had a fight in school, the first thing your parents wanted to know was, did you win? They wasn't worried about why the fight started, who started it first. Hallelujah. They wanted to know, did you win? We'll get the details later. You better have to kick this behind. That's all I know. You better have to whip her behind and pulled a couple of her braids out. This is what you better have to done. This is your righteousness. This is your mama's righteousness. Hallelujah. This is your friend's righteousness. But God's righteousness said to turn the other cheek. God's righteousness said to pray for those who spitefully use you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want to know why the blessing ain't coming? I done sold my seed. I done did this. I done did that. I'm seeking the kingdom of God. But are you seeking his righteousness? Hallelujah. Are you still out there conning people at the job to get your position? Showing a little tail. Hallelujah. Showing a little leg. You know how... Lord have mercy. You still using that deep voice, flirting with your female voice, your female boss? Hallelujah. You know, I'm trying to get that raise. You know, little mama, you looking kind of good today, boss lady. I see you. I see. Yeah, you still using those worldly ways to get what you want. Hallelujah. And worry why I'm praying every night and God ain't blessed me because you seeking the kingdom of God. But the second part say you got to seek his righteousness, not the things that's right to you. It's just a little harmless flirting, Elder. I don't mean nothing by yeah, it's a little harmless flirting until your husband make you mad, till your wife make you mad. And guess who waiting? That dude at the job. He waiting for an argument to pop off so he can slide right on in. Come here, baby. Let me talk to you. She waiting. That girl at your job waiting. You think it's harmless, praise God. But you seeking the wrong things when you should be seeking his righteousness. Hallelujah. And once you begin to seek his righteousness, along with your prayer life, along with your believing life, hallelujah, praise God. Once you begin to seek the things that are right with God, God will begin to open up those windows of heaven and pour out the windows, hallelujah, pour out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Bless the Lord. He say, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. As long as you seek my righteousness, all of these things will be added. Bless the Lord on today. So when you come before the throne of grace on today, bring that prayer life. Bring the power of agreement. Hallelujah. Bring the power to speak things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bring all that to the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. And bring the fact that God is God. I can do nothing without him. I seek your righteousness, Lord. Help me to change. Help me to stop cussing people out when they make me mad. Help me to stop cutting people off on the freeway. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, to stop flirting with people. Help me, hallelujah, to stop gossiping. Help me, hallelujah, to stop watching the wrong things. Help me to stop listening to the wrong things. Help me to stop going to the wrong places. Help me, Lord, to seek your righteousness. Hallelujah, not my own. Bless the Lord on today. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Amen. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, praise God, now would be the time. Will there be one on today?
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Give him glory. Give him glory. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Give him glory. Give him glory.
Yes, yes.
All the glory belongs to you, God. All the glory belongs to you. Give him praises. Hallelujah. Give him praises.
Yes.
My hallelujah belongs to you, God.
My praise the Lord, Jackie from Long Beach, Arizona.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Prince of all, I glory, thank you for waking me up this morning. Bring me to the line again.
Yes, Lord.
With the saints of God. I
yes,
me
yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Belong to God. All the glory and all the praise belong
yes.
to God.
Yes, sir. Glory, glory.
It's in the mouth. I thank God for
because
it is in the mouth. I thank you, praise him for giving me another chance to get it right. Somebody had another chance. But I'm so glad that the Lord woke me, chugged me up,
yeah,
in his presence. One more time with the saints of God. You know, we got, if I had 1,000 tongues, I could praise God enough. I could thank him enough. I could begin. But I just thank him for who he is and where he's bringing me from and where he's taking me to. Thank God for Apostle. Thank God for Minnesota.
Praise God, mother.
Great, and I thank God for the women, Jackie, and all the women on the line, Sister Nanda, Sister Verity, everybody who's come to this line. This a fountain right here on this line will never run dry. Thank God for love and his grace and mercy. Pray my strength in the Lord. And I'm continually asking you all to pray for our children, loved ones, family, and friends. And I thank God for you all. Praise the Lord, everybody. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen, Mother Alberta. We thank God for your testimony on this morning. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
How you doing? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Today I was going through something in my body. I had to go to the doctor. But I just want to let y'all know God healed my body.
Yeah.
I got a healing today, and I just thank him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yeah.
When I was going to the bathroom, I would feel pain. I went to the restroom, and I just feel no pain. And I just want to thank your Father for praying for me. I thank God for you. Hey,
shout out,
I thank God. He is so good. He is so awesome.
Yes, he is.
He is right on time, God.
Yes, he is.
I remember you told me, you said the heavens is open. Anything you want from God, you can ask him. And I asked the Lord today, I said, I want a healing. And the Lord said, well, I want you to have the prophets and lay hands on you and pray for
man,
you.
Hallelujah.
And I got a healing, and I just thank God for that.
Glory.
I thank him. I just praise God. He is so awesome, and I just ask all you guys pray my strength in the Lord, and God bless you guys.
Amen.
And I thank you guys for all your prayers, because I feel your prayers, and I feel you're praying for me, and I just thank you for that, and pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Look at God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got to give God a praise for that. Hallelujah. Healing is in the air. Hallelujah. Healing is in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Blessings are in the atmosphere. You just got to reach up and grab it tonight. Hallelujah. It's there. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and take a little time to pray. Hallelujah. Let's take about a 15-second praise break and just let the Lord know how good he is. For 15, hallelujah. Thank you. Let your neighbors know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, ain't he a good God? Ain't he a good God? Ain't he a good God? Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for your healing. Yo, you can get your healing right now. Hallelujah. God said immediately. The Bible says straightway. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and it came, hallelujah, to pass. Come on now. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let him work. Let him work. Let him work. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Remember, Yeshua said to the Syrophoenician woman, he said, it is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is God's will to heal us. Hallelujah. It is God's will for us to walk in perfect healing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So all we got to do is just receive. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God wants to heal you. Glory to God. I don't care what you're carrying right now. Amen. By his stripes, you are healed. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace has been laid upon him. And by his stripes, you are
Hallelujah.
God is touching somebody right now, glory to God. Somebody is feeling the healing touch of God right now, hallelujah. Just through the testimony of somebody that has already been healed. God, now healing power is being released.
Yes.
Hallelujah right now. Get your touch from God right now. Amen. Get whatever you need from little daddy right now, glory to God. Receive your healing now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lift your hands right now. And just love on him. And thank him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
How many of you can feel the healing touch of God right now in your hallelujah? How many of you can feel that virtue of power? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah, 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 glory.
Yes, God, it belongs to you. Hallelujah. Say it belongs to me. Hallelujah.
Belongs to me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Healing belongs to you.
Yes. Glory to God.
Just like he died for your salvation, he died for your healing. Just like he died for our salvation, he died for your prosperity. Amen. Just like he died for your salvation, he died so that you may be free. Because who the Son set free is what? Free indeed.
Free indeed.
Come on, somebody give God a
free
praise.
Free indeed.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Receive that. Receive that. That's for you. That is for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't God a mighty God? Isn't God an awesome God? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Aren't you glad that he still heals? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that he still delivers? Aren't you glad? He says, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that takes away, amen, your pain and your hurt. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't say I was. He says, I am. Come on here, somebody. He didn't say I will be. He says I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is the great I am God. He is the I am. There will always be the I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn it back into the hands of Elder Andre. Amen. I would be a brother. Amen. Praise God, Elder. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the healing on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have any more testimonies on the line on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'll be here. I want to say,
bless you, brother
Bobby. Yes, Lord.
I want to say, God, and I'm still alive. I just want to thank God. Alive. I could have been dead in my sin, but the Lord let me stay here. I just want to thank God that I'm seeing you. Alive.
Amen, amen, Bob.
And he kept me right here. I want to say, God, and he kept me right here.
Amen, Bob.
But the Lord is here. I'm so glad that I'm still alive.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
God, that you, my body. I want to say, God, and you, my body, I could have been sick, not knowing where I was, but the Lord kept me here. I want to say, God, that I'm
amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bobby. Praise God for that solo. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Brother Corey, Brother Andre, you all, I'm sitting back here on the line tonight. Thank God for the ride. Thank God for you all.
Amen. We thank God for you tonight, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh.
I want to thank God. I should be dead. It's been my day. But the Lord sent me here. I just want to say, God, let me see you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Bobby. Praise God for that solo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got time for one more Hallelujah. One more quick testimony on the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we're going to move forward with the service. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on today? Hallelujah.
My name is Yvonne. I just want to praise and thank God for taking care of me and my family. And I just want to ask God to bless all those sick and failing, all those that might be suffering. And please, Lord, take care of all the homeless, all those in jail and prison. Lord, please build your fence around all of us and keep us in your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah. We thank God for those testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We will be opening up the line again, following the word of God, for more testimonies and comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's time to get to the word. Praise God. It's time to break the bread of life. For some of us, this is our second helping of the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But how many of you know you can never get too much, hallelujah, of the word? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth another dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Representing the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based, amen, out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this next selection, praise God, the next voice you will hear bringing forth the word of God, hallelujah, will be the one and only Apostle Eldon Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody come on and give God a praise. Everyone, come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his sweet name.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. If you know how to encourage yourself, come on here, somebody. If nobody else tell you that you're blessed, if nobody else tell you that you're doing a good job, amen, we got to be like David. David learned to encourage himself in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when you got God on your side, how many know that God knows how to encourage you? Come on and give your God a shout of praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and clap those hands and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I'm encouraged. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I mean, know that we're in the last days.
Amen.
We're in the last days, and you got to know how to encourage yourself, child of God. You got to know how to speak life into yourself. You got to know how to tell yourself, Steph, we going to make it. Glory to God. If we ain't got nobody but God on our side, oh, boy, so cool, yaraba sando, we going to make it. How many of you believe that today? Come on and give God a shout.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I believe.
Amen. God is awesome. God is good. Amen. Giving honor and praise to our dear elder, amen, tonight. Man, bless you, man of God. Bless you, man of God. Amen. How many of you still full from this morning?
Hallelujah.
Amen. If the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. We're in the time where God is telling us, amen, that we're not supposed to be asking the enemy. We're supposed to be taking back from the enemy. Everything that the enemy has stolen from us, that's what independence is all about. Being independent means I no longer have a slave master. And independent means that I am free because I have taken my freedom. Amen. And once you take something, then nobody can take it back from you unless you allow them to. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. Amen. Come with me right quickly. Amen. To 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. Oh, this is going to be good tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to his sweet name. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hold on, please.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're going to wait on you, daughter.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Amanda.
You said second, hi, hey, honey. You said second Peter?
No, 2 Timothy, chapter 3.
Oh, Timothy, okay.
Yes. 2 okay. Timothy, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1.
Amen, I got it.
Is everybody there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Man, let's have some prayer before we go in. Father, we thank you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach for your word tonight. Father, thank you for what you're getting ready to say. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do. Lord, move by your spirit. Father, we thank you and we pray to you even right now, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, get a special miracle blessing. God, whatever they need tonight, God, supply the need. We thank you that the need is already met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you tonight. We give you praise, Yahshua HaMashiach. And we bless you tonight that you are in charge, Lord. We thank you that nothing shall hinder or be able, God, to stop the word that you have set forth tonight. We give you praise for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Somebody say amen tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to the word of God tonight. Amen. And the word of God reads, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, it said, but mark this. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. I like the old King James because the old King James said perilous times. There will be perilous times. And I want to deal with that word perilous. And I want to deal with the word last days. Hallelujah. Verse 2, it says, people will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boastful. Proud. Abusive. Disobedient to their parents. Ungrateful. Unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. Hallelujah. Is that what your Bible says?
Amen.
Verse 6 says, they are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women. Come on here, somebody. Who are loaded down with sin and are swayed by all kinds of evil desire. Verse 7, always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, I wanna touch on tonight. I'm going to leave you with a thought tonight. Can everybody hear me? I want to leave you with a thought tonight. In times like these, come on here, somebody. In times like these. If we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, he said, but mark this. Now, what do the old King James say? Can somebody give me the old King James right quick? Verse 1.
It says,
anybody?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
3:1 says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
Stop, daughter. Now, Timothy warns us about what kind of times are up on the land right now. He said in the last days. How many know that the last days are right now?
Amen.
In the days that people will have an itch and ear for other things other than the truth of the word of God. In the last days when people will not want to hear sound doctrine. In the last days when people will want to hear what they want to hear and not what God is saying for us to hear. In the last days, when holiness would not be talked about, when speaking in tongues would not be of importance, and where having the Holy Ghost would not be preached. See, we need to understand all of these is adding up to what? The last days, where the love of many will wax cold. Come on here, somebody. In other words, love would not be mentioned. Because love is of God. Come on here, somebody. And so
man.
People now are not about love. They're about what can you do for me. Come on here, somebody. What can you give me?
Amen.
See, love is a thing of the past. To those
who are not rooted and grounded and still holding on to Yahshua. But see, love should always be the center of whatever we do. But in the last days, it won't be like that. Why? Because in verse 2, it says people will be lovers of themselves. Come on here, somebody. That's why people can't fall in love with nobody else, because they in love with themselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when you in love with yourself, you ain't got room for nobody else. Come on here, somebody. When you so full of you, glory to God, you so in love with you that you can't even love God. Come on. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. God is saying, that's because we're in the last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many know that it's a dangerous thing? Let's see. Come on, prophet. That it's a dangerous thing to be a lover of yourself. Come on here, somebody. God even tells us, do not be a lover of ourselves. Because when we start loving ourselves, we lose sight of him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, don't get quiet tonight, beloved. You know, as you look around, that you see more people in love with themselves than they are with God. Come on here, somebody. You see people more in love with themselves than they are trying to be obedient to God. Amen. Everybody talk about I'm a self-made. I'm self-made. Amen. But what about being God-made? Because if you're self-made, that means that the devil gave it to you and God didn't give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Because you put all emphasis on you. But what about the God that helped you do it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Glory to God. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People more in love with money than you are with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And see, people misquote the scripture. The Bible didn't say that money is the root of all evil. If you go back to the text, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Because people are more in love with money than they are with God. So they'll do anything to keep the money. They'll lower their standards for the money. Hallelujah. They become a slave to the money. Why? Because they trusted in the money more than the God that is able to give them more than enough of the money. Hallelujah. See, God is not concerned about us having things. He's just concerned about things having us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, as long as you keep me first, you can have anything you want. Because a thing is not the problem to God. The thing is when the thing is more to you than it is to God. Come on here, somebody. We got to put our priorities in the right place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God got to be first, not second to the thing that you want. God said, don't put the thing ahead of me. Put me ahead of the thing and watch me make the thing that you want come to pass. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
Hallelujah.
Have to put the first thing first. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that all things were made by him and for him. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's nothing that he don't have control over? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God wants you to have it, nothing can stop it from getting to you. But God says, you got to put me ahead of the things that you want. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But in the last days, glory to God. And see that, I want to talk about that before we go any further. I want to talk about that word perilous. I want you to circle that word if it's in your Bible. Perilous. That word perilous. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
That word perilous means exposure to danger or exposure to trouble. In the last days, there will be exposure to danger. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why we got to walk in caution, because we're in what? Perilous time, in dangerous time. We in trouble times right now. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because Because people is loving everything but God. Hallelujah. And if they loving God, they got God on the back burner and not the front burner. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many know that we can't put God on the back burner and expect for everything to be all right? Come on here, somebody. We got to put God in his proper place. Hallelujah. We got to put God first. He said, well, seek ye what first? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But he says in the last days, he says people will be lovers of themselves. I believe Romans talk about that. Romans talk about worshiping the creature more than the creator. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many know that that's what happened to the devil? Glory to God. He got to worship himself more than God. And he ended up falling and losing his position. And a third of the angels went with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he tried to be self-made instead of God-made. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Through God. Speak, Holy Ghost. We got to be God-made, not self-made. How many know you will last longer if you be God-made and not self-made? Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. There's all kind of lovers in the air. Do you see this? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 2, how people are lovers of everything but God. Listen, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful. Come on here, somebody. Boastful, but they boast in what? They self. Come on here, somebody. They boast in what they can do, how big they is, how big I am, what I can do. And look what I've accomplished. But where is God in the equation? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boastful. Proud. Hallelujah. How many know that being proud is not good if God ain't in it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to keep God as the center, y'all, because we're in the last days. And we in what? Perilous times. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We in trouble time. We in dangerous time.
Amen.
Come on. It's a dangerous thing to be caught up into self. It's a dangerous thing. Glory to the Lord. Quoting that about Sunday. Hallelujah. We got to keep God as the center of everything we do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says
Amen.
Abusive. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People will become what? Abusive. Want to abuse you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it says their children will be what? Disobedient to their parents. Hallelujah. Why?
Amen.
Because they're not seeing that structure that they need to see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that the fear
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord ain't just for us, but the fear of the Lord is for our children, too? Because our children need to see us fear the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Our children need to see us what? Walk upright. Come on here, somebody. If they don't see us walk upright, they're not going to walk upright. Come on here, somebody. We got to be more than just words. We got to be indeed. Come on here, somebody. We got to be able to live a life to show them, amen, what the fear of the Lord is. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is it just me, beloved? Can I ask you a question? Is it just me, or are you seeing how children are disobedient to their parents nowadays? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children say things that we wouldn't dare say to our parents back. And amen. You can even roll your eyes at your parents when I was coming up. Amen. You can fix your mouth to say nothing. Hallelujah. If you was to fix it, you better unfix it by the time they look at you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, I came up doing that
amen.
Era. Glory to God.
Amen.
You had to be careful how you came in the room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You
amen.
Had to be careful. Amen. And you knew that when grown-ups was in the room, you left out. Glory to God. You didn't dare stay in there when you saw grown-ups in the room. You was looking for the exit, glory to God, because you knew then. You did like you did when you were in church. Amen. You would hold that little thing up and kindly walk on out, glory to God, because you knew that you were supposed to be in the company of grown folks trying to listen in. Glory to God.
Amen.
Kids now,
Hallelujah.
They don't
amen.
Hear that.
That's because we're in the last days. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And now we scared to discipline Junior. Now we scared to say anything to Junior. And now we scared of Junior. Now Junior coming and tell us what to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell us
Amen.
When to go to bed. Amen. We can't tell Junior no more when to go to bed. He tell us, go to bed. I'm going to watch TV. Amen. When did the role switch, beloved?
Amen.
Come on.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. It done got quiet, glory to God. Amen. We don't tell Junior not to go in the kitchen. Amen. That's one of the rules of the house. He tell us, don't you come in here, I'm in here finna fix me a sandwich. Wait a minute.
You ain't bought no food, ain't fixing nothing.
Come on here, mother. Hallelujah. Where did the wrong
thing?
Didn't nobody tell me? Glory to God. The last time that I checked, God said that it was our job, amen, to train them in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey?
Amen.
I tell you this.
Yes.
I told my son to clean his room. I waited to see how long he was going to take. He took 2 months. I took the bed down. I took the mattress down. I took everything out the room, took his stuff, and put it in the hallway in the back. Now, he ain't got no room. He ain't got no bed in my house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, that's called tough love. But see, that's the kind of love that's needed. God said, in these last days, we got to enforce what the word of God says.
Then he won't bring a girl there to lay up with him at my house. I'll burn that house down. I'll burn the house down if he try to do that. He ain't doing that. I'm sorry. I never brought no man to my mama's house.
Got that
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, all
no,
you got to do
no.
is stand your ground, and God will do the rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just
That's
stand your
said.
Ground and watch God do the rest. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
God's
going to
stand
so
with us. We just got to stand. Come on here, somebody.
He got 3 junk cars at my house. I done took 4 months to tell him he didn't do it. You want to come Monday morning? I'm going to code enforcement and tell him to come over that junk on the side of my house. You don't pay no rent.
Amen.
Don't give me no money. All of it going. I'm not playing.
Amen.
Every last bit of it is
going. Amen. Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Now, if you look at it, it's talking about children. Now, it says, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, now there's a spirit of ungratefulness in the land. Amen. Ain't nobody grateful. Hallelujah.
Amen. Everybody feel like they're entitled to things.
But the Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. How many know that
Amen.
When we give thanks to God, that's showing our gratitude to God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we may not have what we want. But God is saying, if you praise me for what you got, I can give you more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you'll always find that when you think you're doing bad, there may be somebody doing a little bad off than you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So God says, give me praise so I can bless you with more. Come on and give God praise right now. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you. God, we thank you, hallelujah. Father, for you are good, hallelujah. And your mercy endures forever. Come on and give God a praise offering. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory.
Father. Hallelujah. And then the word of God says, that they are unholy. I mean, you know that a lot of people don't believe in living holy no more. They say that they went out with the apostles. They went out with the prophets. We ain't got to do all that no more. But how many know that I believe that the word of God tells us to still be ye holy, for I am what? Holy.
Let's
so if
it.
The word of God says it, amen, we're going to stick to the word.
because I don't know about you, but I done seen this word bury a lot of folk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they ain't here to see nothing. Glory to God. But the word is still here. Come on here, somebody. And as long as God's word is still here, I mean, we going to go by the word, Lord. And if the word stands for us to be holy, guess what? We're going to be holy. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But see, in these last days, in the perilous time days, amen, it says that we don't have to be holy. Amen. You can do whatever you want and still make it to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That ain't true.
You know, you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to pray in no tongues. You ain't got to have the Holy Ghost to make it in. Amen. You ain't got to do all that praying and stuff. Glory to God. God is concerned with all that. He just, you can do whatever you want as long as you repent. Amen. You can make it in. But how many know that God wants us to be strong in him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God knows we're going to fall. There's a time when we got to stop falling. Come on here, somebody. And say, Lord, I'm going to stand for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of my grandmother used to tell me this, and this is what she's saying. She said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to make up in our mind in this final hour that we going to stand for him. Stand for the word, because so many is falling by the wayside. Oh, you don't hear me tonight, child of God. Hallelujah. But
amen,
how many
hallelujah.
Are saying tonight that you go stand with him? Amen. Hallelujah. We don't stand
amen.
With you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody
hallelujah.
Give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 We in some perilous times. We in some dangerous times. And we can't afford, child of God, to let our guard down. We can't afford, child of God, amen, to be drunk, amen, in the things of the world. We got to keep our sober mind. Somebody say sober mind.
Sober mind.
We in perilous times, y'all. We in the last days. And God is saying we got to carry ourselves like we're in the last days. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
People are living. People are carrying themselves in an unholy manner without love. Verse 3 says, without love. How many know that God is love? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And if we ain't got love, we ain't got nothing, because God is keeping us by his love. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you know that it's the love of God to keep us every day? Come on here, somebody. It's the love of God to wake us up in the morning. It's the love of God that allows us to go to sleep. Come on here, somebody. It's that same love that covers us through the day and through the night. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 And then it says unforgiving. We're in a time now where people are what? Unforgiving. Come on here, somebody. They hold on to grudges. They hold on to things 30 and 40 years, glory to God. Talk about neighbor. I'll forgive you, but I ain't going to never forget it. Well, you ain't forget. If you
amen.
Can't forget it, then you ain't forget.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you mean every time I see you, amen, you going to bring up what I did to you 30 years ago? Amen. 40 years ago?
I got a turkey at home.
And you wonder why you sick in your body, because you won't let that thing go. God is saying, forgive them. I don't know more quote down about son, though. Somebody right now, amen, is holding on to something. And God is saying, forgive them. Glory to God. Because when you forgive them, that's when God
amen.
Is going to take vengeance. How many know that the Bible says vengeance belongs to him? Come on here, somebody. Vengeance
amen.
Belongs
amen.
To him. It belongs
amen.
To God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And what's wrong with a lot of us is that we just need to forgive. And see, when we do something, we want God to forgive us. But see, God can't forgive us. We won't forgive the one that's indebted to us. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We won't forgive them. We hold it over their head, and they can't get no rest. And God is saying, okay, now you want me to forgive you and give you rest, but you can't give your brother and sister, amen, that need forgiving to give them rest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody tonight, that neighbor.
You get it.
Neighbor.
Oh, we get it.
Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices.
Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices.
Now, see, people misquote that scripture. If you go back to it, what it's actually talking about is forgiving. That's how the enemy uses his trap to have us to walk in what? Unforgiveness. Because he know that the Spirit of God can't flow through us if we walk in unforgiveness. Hallelujah. If I allow that thing to fester, then I can't be everything that I need to be for God because I'm not forgiving my brother or my sister. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But there's a spirit of unforgiveness
Amen.
In the land.
Amen.
I want you right now, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you right now, if there's anybody that has wronged you, I want you right now to make you a fist. I don't know if you can hear me right now. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
And the person that has wronged you, I want you to put everything that you feel toward them in that fist. I want you to ball it up as tight as you can. Make that fist, and everything that you feel toward them, put it in that fist. And some of us are going to have a real tight fist tonight. Hallelujah. But I want you to put it in that fist and say, Lord, this is everything I feel. Everything of how they make me feel, hallelujah. This is how angry they have that they have made me. And after you put everything in that fist, on the count of three, I want you to let that fist go. Open up your hand and let that out, what you got in that fist. Have everybody made their fist yet?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, put it in there, y'all. I mean, whatever you feeling, glory to God, put it in that fist. So you know you want to take this same fist and put it on the side of somebody's head. Hallelujah. But God kept you, glory to God, because he said, I ain't gave you no prison ministry. Amen. You ain't going to prison. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm gonna fight this for failure, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, make that fist. Are you ready? On the count of three, we're going to let the fist go.
Yeah.
One. Two. Three. Let that fist go. Did everybody release their fist?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How you feel now?
Feel fine.
Better. A lot better.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because God don't want us to hold on to anything. Because see, when you hold on to unforgiveness, that will eat you up from the inside. See, that's what causes cancer and other diseases to come into the body because of what? Unforgiveness. Come on here, somebody. That's why it's eating you up from the inside. That's an inside job. Why? That's why you got to release it. Why? From the inside.
Amen.
Because if you don't release it, it's going to eat you up. Come on here, somebody. It's not eating him up. It's eating you up. Come on here, something. Speak, God. It's eating you up. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then what did God say? Slanderous. Come on here, somebody. Slanderous means that they put your, that there are people that put their mouth on you, amen, to cut you down, amen, to try to cause you to have a bad name. They are slandering your name, putting lies and all kind of things to your name. But God is saying that's because we're in the last days. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that God know how to deal with slanderous people?
Amen.
Amen.
And then it says, without self-control. Come on here, somebody. Without self-control, which means they don't have no control over themselves. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know that that's why God gave us his Holy Spirit, that we can have self-control? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, know that without the Holy Ghost, we ain't got no control. Come on here, somebody. We all out of control. We think we in control, but if we ain't got the Holy Spirit of God, we ain't got no control. If he's the only one that can what? Control us. Come on here, somebody. But we got to yield ourselves to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says brutal. Brutal. We in the last days, y'all. Not lovers of the good. How many know that in the last days people hate things that are good? Come on here, somebody. How many know you ain't got to do nothing to nobody for anybody to hate you? Come on here, somebody. Sometimes people just hate you because you're doing good. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. They just hate us because you're doing good. Amen. The Bible says not lovers of good. Amen. In other words, they hate anything that's good, anything that is a reflection of God's goodness. They don't like it. And then it says treachery. Hallelujah. Wrath. Conceited. Conceited has goes back up to being lovers of themselves. Come on here, somebody. They done fell in love with themselves. Hallelujah. Conceited, though, is when the enemy got a person tricked to where they think they all there, but they really not.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Another word for conceited would mean to be stuck on oneself. Hallelujah. In other words, we can't get off of ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in verse 4, it says lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. In other words, they love the pleasures of this world more than God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They can't love God's pleasure because they love the world pleasure more than God. Come on here, somebody. And then verse 5 says, because of that, they have a form of godliness. In other words, the form is the outward appearance. Hallelujah. They look godly. And they may appear to be godly from the outside, but inside, they have no power because God's spirit is not there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because the love ain't there. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Because how many know that everything is activated through the love of God? Come on here, somebody. We can't have the power of God without the love of God. Come on here, somebody. We need the love in order for the power to be there.
Amen.
So in the last days, we should look for the love of God more than the gifts of God. Why? Because the love is something
Amen.
That is eternal. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and bless the Lord, hallelujah. And then it says in verse 5, having nothing to do with such people. In other words, the Bible says, turn away from them. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because God is on the outside, but God ain't on the inside. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God another shout of praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give your God a shout. I mean, if you believe it, come on and give your God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to beware, beloved. This is the kind of time that we're living in. So if we see no fear of God, no respect for God, no love of God, amen, that's because, amen, we're in perilous times. We're in the last days. Hallelujah. And how many know that just that while this is happening, people gonna begin to want to seek God? They go, that's what the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In other words, chase after God while you got a chance. Come on here, somebody. Call up on his name while he is what? Near. There's going to come a time when people going to want God and not be able to get to God. Somebody give him a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I mean, you know, this is the best time right now to be running after God. How many know that this is the best time right now to be seeking God? This is the best time right now to be calling on the name of the Lord. This is the right time right now to get in the presence of the Lord and begin to just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. Lord, I desire you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because time is running out, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on and begin to give God. Come on and lift your hands to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you received that word?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you receive that word, come on and give God a shout right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. All over the airwaves tonight. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We bless you, God. We glorify you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody that's Holy Ghost feeling, you know you got the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah.
I set him on fire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we. Hallelujah. We're in the last days, y'all. We're in the perilous time. We need to really just love on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, my daughter. Give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Come on in, Elder.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that word on today. Hallelujah. We are in the last days. Hallelujah. The last days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us in these last days. Thank you for comforting us in these last days. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit in these last days. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
oh, we thank you for that word. See, that word is... That word is something we need to pay attention to. It's something, amen, we need to take heed to. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can look at it as a mirror and say, do I fit these criteria? Hallelujah. And you can also look at somebody else, amen, and see if they fit the criteria. Hallelujah. I said it before on another
hallelujah.
Show. I'll say it on this one. If you ain't got no self-control, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
If you don't got no self-control, quit lying, talking about you got the... I see you speaking in tongues, but I wonder if that's really the tongue of God when you go off and start cussing me out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the word of God tells me that the fruit of the Spirit starts with love and it ends with self-control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you ain't got no self-control, either you ain't got no Holy Ghost or you ain't using your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on,
he told me one time, he said people use what they want to use. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, they use the tongue.
Amen.
They use the prophecy. Hallelujah. They use the discernment. They lay on hands. But they use all the gifts, but don't use none of the fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Don't act like y'all don't know none of them preachers. Y'all know the preachers, them preachers that can lay on hands. Everybody done fell out in the church. Everybody been slayed in the Holy Ghost. But then you go out there and he cussing the assistant pastor out because he didn't come in when he was supposed to come in. And he put too much water in the baptism pool. And I might fire you next week and find me a new armor bearer because you ain't doing what you supposed to do. That ain't the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Apostle ain't never call me and cuss me out about nothing. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't never heard him cuss nobody out about nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't tell me you saved and you just cuss somebody out. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't got the fruit of the Spirit. You ain't got no self-control. Where's the gentleness? Where's the kindness? Where's the meekness? Where's the love? Where the love at? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, what they say, what the scriptures say, you got a form of godliness. You got the robe on. You got the collar on. Hallelujah. You got the Stacey Adams on. You got the suit on. Hallelujah. Got the tie and your tie. Hallelujah. You talking about me because I got on jeans and a t-shirt. Hallelujah. The problem is you got a form of godliness, and I actually got God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You look like you got God. I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to open the line up. You know how people in the hood act like they got money, and they dress like they got money? Hallelujah. And they even buy a car that they can't afford so they can keep up an image that they don't have. Oh, my God. Some of these preachers are out here keeping up an image. They got an image of godliness. And ain't no God in them. They ain't saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. They acting like they saved. They perpetrating a fraud. Hallelujah. Praise God. On the streets, we would call them some fake gangsters. Hallelujah. Praise God. You a fake gangster. You ain't real. Let me stop. Hallelujah. I'm going to get in trouble. Hallelujah. Praise God. They ain't going to invite us to the church. Hallelujah. They ain't going to let us come speak. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'm probably talking about them.
Amen. Tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
And tell the truth for shame the devil.
Praise God.
You running
around.
Glory to God. I ain't worried about nothing. Hallelujah.
You got your first lady sitting on one side of the church, and you got your mistress sitting on the other side of the church, and your baby mama sitting in the choir. Hallelujah. Come on, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you're supposed to be saved. And you don't apologize till you get caught. Hallelujah. They don't apologize till they get caught. You don't hear nothing to the
Hallelujah.
When they get caught. Oh, forgive me. I have sinned against God. I am so. You wasn't sorry last night. You sorry this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a form of godliness. And then when they come encounter with some people like us. Hallelujah. When they come encounter with some people like us, they want to talk about us. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all don't look like, you right, we don't. I'm glad I don't look like you. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't dress like you. I don't want to look nothing like you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because everything you seem to represent ain't nothing got to do with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I go into your office, you opening up the liquor cabinet. You telling me how the deaconess looks. Did you see Deacon Jones? Deaconess Jones, that dress so was short, Elder. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what I know. Conversations I done actually had. I done had preachers take the offering money and go buy weed with it. I seen it with my own two eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? Oh, Lord, I don't want to say that, Jesus. This ain't even... Hallelujah, Lord. But people
you
are so...
Now, go ahead and say it. Glory to God.
They members are so into them fast.
Glory to God.
They got people that are so into them fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they know what they doing and still sowing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They coming every Sunday faithfully. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faithfully they come. Well, he got a good word. He got a good, well, and then they want to use the Bible on me. Well, the Bible do say, do as they say and not what they do. That don't mean do what you want to, preacher. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because for you, it's right. It's right for some of these preachers to do what they're doing, but it's wrong in the eyes of God. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to get to them gates, and they're going to say, Lord, I done delivered. I had a 1,000-member congregation. I delivered people. I baptized people. Hallelujah. I done cast out demons. I done healed the sick. I done raised the dead. I done healed the blind. And God going to look right at them and say, depart from me. Because I never knew you. You are a worker of iniquity. You may have did it in my name, but you don't know me. Hallelujah. You use my name in vain because you don't know me. Hallelujah. You know what that's like? That's like you going to a department store and charging something on my account, and I don't know you. Yeah, you charged it on my account. Hallelujah. Yeah, you did. The transaction went through, but I don't know you. That's a fraud. That's identity theft. You right out here using Jesus' identity. Lord, have mercy. Lord, stop me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The apostle has got something started with these men out here with these swarm of godliness. Praise God. Don't be fooled by the road. Don't be fooled by that road.
Right,
don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the way they I told the apostle, I'm finna shut up, but let me say this. I told the apostle, I said, you one of the few people.
And man, people get fooled by the form because the form will get you on TV. The form will get you recognized. Hallelujah. The
Come
form will
now.
Get you the praise of men. But I tell you what, the form won't get you into heaven. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
You got to
Come
have
on,
the Holy Ghost. You got to be living right. You got to love God. Come on here, somebody. Because everybody got a form. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Even the devil can transform into an angel.
Come
of
on
life.
Now.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on,
an angel of your life.
Hey.
Glory to God. And how many know that God ain't food. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to live something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, folks, used to say, I'm trying to live this life so I can live again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so how many know that this is still the dressing room? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This ain't number straight up truth tonight. Glory to God. This line might get hot tonight. Glory to God. My popularity might go down a little bit after tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Glory to God. God is worthy to be praised, and the truth got to be told. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, man.
Glory to God. Somebody give God praise for the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Elder.
And I'm going to say this one last thing. I want y'all to know the Lord showed me something years ago when I was reading the scripture. A lot of preachers ain't never had a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He showed it to
Come
me through,
now.
I think, Zechariah. Zechariah, remember Zechariah and Elizabeth? Those was John the Baptist's parents. And when the angel showed up to John the Baptist when he was back there lighting the incense or whatever he was doing in the back, you know they was lying about what they was doing in the back, but I ain't gonna get into that. The angel popped up, and when the angel popped up, he got scared. And the Lord say, Andre, why would he be scared of an angel unless he's never been in the presence of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you've been in the presence of God, an angel would not scare you. And when you read the Bible
Amen.
Will tell you they followed all the religious laws. They did everything the preachers were supposed to do. Hallelujah. They followed the laws. They didn't sin. They was doing everything they were supposed to do. But you come to find out they never had a personal relationship with God until that day. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been following preachers and teachers that went to school. They had a personal encounter with their professor. They had a personal encounter with their teacher. They had a personal encounter with their pastor, but they ain't never had a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah. They know what they've been taught. Hallelujah. They ain't got no revelation. Hallelujah. Yep. That's why I hooked up. It's a lot of preachers come my way, but I hooked up with Apostle because I saw he got revelation. Hallelujah. Pray. Me and him can conversate because me and him both got revelation. See, I've been trying to talk to preachers, but they got book knowledge. They ain't got no revelation. It's like somebody that's been raised in the suburbs trying to talk to somebody raised in the hood. I got street sense and you got book sense. We ain't having the same conversation. Hallelujah. I got revelation knowledge and you got, hallelujah, book knowledge. We can't have the same conversation. But when me and Apostle talk, he talking from revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. I'm speaking from revelation knowledge. So we having a conversation. We getting along. That's a lot of these preachers ain't never had a conversation. They ain't never. Look at Paul. I'm going to say this and shut up. I promise. Well, I ain't going to promise. Hallelujah. He said, let your yes be yes and then no be no. So I ain't going to say never, now what. Hallelujah. But look at Paul. Paul was, what he said when he talked about himself, he said, I'm a Pharisee. He's a Pharisee. I know several different languages. I done been to all the finer schools. But it wasn't until he was on the road to Damascus when he encountered Jesus. Before that day, he had never encountered the Lord. But he was preaching and teaching something that he never had revelation knowledge of to that day. Hallelujah. That's why preachers don't like you, Apostle. That's why preachers don't like you, Evangelist. That's why preachers don't like you, Mother. Hallelujah. That's why them church folks can't get along with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because y'all not speaking the same language. They ain't never had a personal encounter with God. But one day they going to come to you and they going to tell you, now I see what you're talking about. Now I understand what you're saying. Now I comprehend. I couldn't comprehend before because I never had that experience. But now that God met me on some road, oh, Lord, have mercy. I no longer have a form of godliness. Now I have the power thereof. Lord, have mercy. Thank the Lord for the power. We not going to get along with them Pharisees, y'all. We may not ever get along with T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Kenneth Copeland. They might not accept us. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But that's okay, praise God. Hallelujah, because God accepts us. We different.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We ain't trying to fit in. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the word on the night. Let me pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God, that you keep filling him up with this revelation knowledge, that you keep allowing him to pour this announcing out onto your people, Lord. Continue to bless him. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Continue to prosper him in both mind, body, and soul. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing in his life, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. And we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. I want to go ahead and open up the line for the time again. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If you got a testimony, if you got a prayer request, if you got words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight, the phone line is open. Will there be one? Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I have something to say.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
bless
sister.
You know, God is good. God is so good. Where he can let us tell the devil, we know he's a lie.
Amen.
Brother Andrea, amen. You took the zipper off the mouth tonight. You let them know that we ain't on the same page there. Everybody say hallelujah, praise the Lord, ain't doing what they're saying.
Come on now.
You know? I sit there and I watch these people do stuff. Before I do something, I try to sit there and think about, who I'm going to lose if I do something crazy. But they got some people don't care.
Come on now.
They can be in the pulpit winking at the people, doing what they do.
Come on.
And when you said what you said tonight, I tell you, you knocked the ball out of the ballpark. Because God needs people to be bold like that. You know? And then they don't know how to take us. They don't know how to take us. I told them, don't let the dress and the clothes and the wig fool you.
Amen.
because you're playing church.
Amen. Amen. Playing with the Lord.
Yep. You're running with the sister-in-law husband, and it should not be like you're so holy. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Then you wonder why your stomach hurts so bad. Our stomach hurts so bad because we be picking up those evil spirits.
Come on now.
Yeah.
One thing about it, we can lie to each other, but God knows exactly what each and every one of us do. Every chicken of the top clock.
Yeah, I look low.
Every second of the day. Amen.
Hold on a second, chat. It is. Hey, man. Yeah, we got it recorded. We'll figure out how to get you the recording.